The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the lessons that we want to learn from Imam Ridha is to take advantage of the opportunity and the window that you're presented to spread the teachings of true Islam. It's not always that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this window. But our ahadith say this, that there are times in your lives where divine breezes blow. There are windows of opportunity that Allah opens up. When the hadith says, make yourself available to those breezes. Right now, Allah has given us a chance to go over and explain Islam's teachings as is to the masses. Let's learn from Imam Ridha. Now, remember the time of Imam, because he was our Imam for 20 years. And he began his imamate in the time of Harun al-Rashid. Harun al-Rashid, brothers and sisters, was one of the most savage of the Tawaghit. Of all of the Abbasid rulers, one of the most savage, one of the most muqtadir, one of those who was a law and order Tawaghut, was Harun al-Rashid. The beautiful thing about Imam Ridha was that he never hid his imamate. He was open about it. From the beginning, from the time of Harun al-Rashid, people used to warn Imam, tell him, don't, blood is still dripping from the sword of Harun. How do you do this? Taqiyya, don't use this opportunity to spread Islam as is. Harun, this is Harun we're talking about. You know what Imam Ridha did? He said this. He said that I take inspiration from that hadith of the Prophet. He said, the Prophet said, if Abu Jahl can take one hair off my head, then I'm not a prophet. He said, if Harun al-Rashid can take one hair off my head, I'm not an imam. What happened was, he recognized weakness. He saw fear in the eyes of the Tawhut. He recognized weakness. Some people couldn't see this. What happened was, and this is a long story, but I want to just summarize it. Harun al-Rashid had made such a blunder by first imprisoning his father. Right? For 4 years, the last 4 years of the life of Imam al-Kadhim, he was in prison. Before that, oppression, repression. But when he finally said, that's it, I have to murder him, and he finally murdered the imam, he paid such a political price, he couldn't touch Imam Ridha. Not that he didn't want to, not that he wasn't wicked, but for you and I, remember the story of Karbala? After Karbala, Yazid had made such a blunder by killing Imam Hussein, he paid such a political price that afterward, Yazid had to send the family of the Prophet back with respect to talk about how bad Umar bin Sa'd was, right? These are wicked people, but the situation was such you couldn't touch him. And the imam used that to his advantage. He never hid his imamate. He was open about who he was, what he was doing, what he was. So remember we talked before about the secret organization of the Shia? That the Shia were moving and they had the secret organization and it was there from the time of Imam Ali. The people who were the true Shia were the people who were aligned with the Imam, ready to sacrifice for the Imam, moving monies around to make sure that activities were happening, the orders of the Imam were being carried out in various areas. Those were the Shia. This secret organization reached the height of its activity in the time of Imam Ridha. And the Imam was moving. During the time of Harun al-Rashid, he couldn't touch him. After him, there was a civil war in the Abbasid caliphate. The war was between Amin, one of the sons of Harun, and Ma'mun. It lasted 5 years. During those 5 years, our imam pursued the direction that the Ahlul Bayt had always pursued. You explain the religion so that it matures in the minds of the people. You make sure that they've understood this revolutionary ideology. You take away the distortions that are there, that are keeping people, the way that they would like to introduce Islam will be an Islam that will put people to sleep. So he was over there doing that, and also readying that group of people who'd be willing to sacrifice so that he could carry out that mission. What happened now is once he was able to establish himself, Ma'mun, now he figured it was time to deal with the real threat, Imam Ridha. What did he do? And again, he had several goals in doing this because of his own situation, how tough it was for him as someone who was half Arab, half Irani, who didn't have the support of the Abbasids, with uprisings happens on the Alawis in his kingdom, the lack of popularity, the jealousy amongst the ruling classes, there was so much going on. He decided the best solution is to go over and make Imam Ridha the crown prince. I mean, what kind of a crown prince, though? Imam Ridha's older than he is. He announces himself as his successor. But he said, no, I'll go over. But what happened was, remember, this is an imam who is open about his imamate. His father, Imam Musa, had been open about his imamate. You remember the story from the life of Imam Kadha, meaning his father had introduced himself. People knew who they were dealing with. The story is this, one of the many stories. Our imam, Imam Kadha, Harun is someone who's trying to present himself as part of the family of the Prophet, as a good person, someone, he would do publicity stunts, he would show off that relationship that he had with the Prophet, the leader of the Mu'mineen. He said, I want to, as a family member of the Prophet's family, I want to return Fadak to you, Ahlul Bayt. People will cheer and they will clap and they will see that I'm such a great person. The Imam said, no, you don't want to give Fadak back to me. He said, no, I insist. He said, no. He said, no. He said, I insist. He said, look, if I ask for it back, I want the original border of Fadak. He said, the original border of Fadak? The Imam said, okay. He said, one of the borders of Fadak is the end of the Arabian Peninsula, Yemen. And they said, as soon as he started saying the borders of Fadak, the face of Harun starts changing. He said, one of the borders is Africa, Tunisia. One of the borders is Uzbekistan. By the time he finished, it was the whole kingdom, the Islamic kingdom. Harun was like, well, you take the seat then. There's nothing left for us. So his father, Imam Kadhim, had explained what an imam was. It wasn't that this is a spiritual state. No, I rule the Islamic kingdom. They knew who he was. He had always been calling for his imamate. Even his second in command, the man who ran his affairs for Ma'mun, he couldn't get, why would you say this person who says he's an imam with that meaning that this is your successor? Ma'mun pressed. And what happened was the imam resisted so long and kept telling him no and playing the long game to the extent that he started threatening him. And those who were carrying the messages back and forth, they would share them. Didn't make sense. This guy is being offered to be the crown prince. I mean, if I was offered to be the crown prince, that would be it. I mean, and he's refusing again, again. The message got out. It became clear that you won't take no for an answer. But not that the imam wants this. The imam finally, even once he brought him to Marv, the capital at that time, the negotiations continued. He started threatening the imam. The imam said, okay, I'll accept if I don't have anything to do with the government. He refused to support the deep state. I'm not going to sign anything. I'm not going to prove anything. I'm just sitting there. Everybody knows I don't want this. He had already told people, you, Ma'mun, you're going to kill me. He told them, pray over me when I leave. Right? So the hope that Ma'mun had that I'm going to get popularity and people will think, The thing that happened, though, Imam Ma'mun was now at the end of his rope. He accepted. What happened was that now that he was a government official, Imam Ridha did something we had never been able to do. For 150 years, we were calling to imamate in secret, meaning you, as one of the Shia who are connected to the imam, you're meeting your neighbors, you're meeting your friends. If you see readiness, you see that this person is willing to listen, you take them aside, you say, by the way, there's an imam is this person, they rule. And the person, if you saw that readiness, you would invite them. Now, Imam Ridha took it to a whole nother level. Now, openly, he's calling for his, because he's a government official, I'm the crown prince. We had never gotten to this stage. He saw that window of opportunity, the chance to explain true Islam, true Tawheed.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.